You would want to see that. And in the worst of times, you did not see that in those early days. I think that might have been Ron Meyer's last years.
Ah, yes. Ah, the good old Ron Meyer days.
Yeah.
I was actually in the tunnel, weirdly enough, walking back to my seats. I had just done doing one of my routines there. And right. Drake, I saw Drake May burst through the door. And he was so excited to get back to the game. It's not like he walked out of the Patriots locker room and then walked through the tunnel down the ramp to the, like, he sprinted.
Like, yeah. He, like, they showed it on TV too. He had like a hop and a skip.
Right.
He's got that's real message. Energy. Like, he burst through. I was like, whoa, who is that giant? Wow, what a big dude, by the way. Yeah. I'm not small by any stretch, and he's a big dude. Just burst through the door and ran back that way.
You're like 5'7", 5'8"?
6'2".
You're 6'2". Wow, I'm 6'4". Yeah. I was like, how? Then again, I was like, well, I guess when I'm 6'4", everybody's a bit shorter. So, yeah. Well, yeah, so I think,
like,
it's...
Yeah, he's a gamer. Like, you're not going to be able to take that out of him as well. And he's one of those kinds of guys, KJ, that you would almost have to, like, get in the way. Like, you'd have to prevent him from hurting himself or stretching himself out or going the extra mile in a certain situation, because that's just his coding. That's his DNA and programming. Like, he is a natural born gamer. It comes from being part of a, you know, Deep South Gronkowski-esque family where everyone was born to ball. And believe it or not, him at 6'5", 230 is the smallest of all the Maybros.
Yeah, we got Bob and Jake still to come. 617-779-7937. We'll get to more of your calls and your texts as well. KJ and Fitzy, in for Jones and Keefe here on WEEI on Patriots Monday.
WEEI. WEEI. New England Sports Original.
Men, the new year is here. And if you're like many of us, you're going to make a resolution to improve your health. But if you're feeling sluggish and low energy, if your sleep patterns are off, if you've been working out and aren't seeing the gains you used to see, making that resolution may not be so easy. This is Dale for Northeast Men's Health. And if you're feeling the way I just described, we can likely help you with that resolution, because those symptoms probably mean you're suffering with low testosterone. And at Northeast Men's Health, we're experts in treating this condition. With our low T protocols, if you're like most men, the change will astound you. You'll feel more energy and better mental clarity. Your sleep will improve. Your workouts will be better, and you'll likely find your sex drive goes up as well. So call us today and get treated for your low T. Your initial visit is only $99 and includes blood work and a medical consult. And if you start on testosterone the day of your appointment, your visit is free. Call 617-793-5000 or go to northeastmenshealth.com. We have 5 offices: Salem, New Hampshire; Dedham; Marlboro; Woburn; Farmington, Connecticut.
You've done it. You've found that perfect place, the perfect neighborhood. Now all you need is Eagle Bank, with a team that makes getting a mortgage a whole lot easier. From local decision-making to some of the most competitive fixed and adjustable rate mortgages you'll find anywhere, we're here to make getting that perfect place a reality. We're Eagle Bank, here to help you do more.
Eagle Bank. Eagle Bank.
Call 1-800-BANK-EAGLE. Member FDIC, member DIF, Equal Housing Lender. Looking for that perfect weekend getaway? A place on the lake. A place just up that sandy path. A place where life feels a little more relaxed. Then talk to Eagle Bank about our competitive fixed and adjustable rate mortgages and get the peace of mind that comes from knowing we keep things simple. Really simple. We're Eagle Bank, and we're here to help you do more.
Eagle Bank. Eagle Bank.
Call 1-800-BANK-EAGLE. Member FDIC, member DIF, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, when it comes to getting life insurance for your family, a lot of excuses can get in the way. But ask yourself this: if something were to happen to me, who would pay the mortgage, the kids' education, and the other bills? Then forget the excuses and check out Ethos Life, the online easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Ethos has rates that you can afford, like a $500,000 policy for a 40-year-old male starting at $1 a day or $30 a month with a few health questions and no medical exam. Get your free quote right now at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Rates do vary.
Get 5 quarts of O'Reilly Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a MicroGuard oil filter for $29.99. In-store only. Limit supply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Save on your New Year's car care resolutions with antifreeze, wiper blades, brakes, and more. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Stahl, board-certified urologist and senior vice president of men's sexual health at HIMSS. In my 12 years of practice as a reproductive urologist, I've helped many guys with ED. And it has never been more convenient to treat than it is right now, thanks to HIMSS. It really wasn't easy before. You had to take time out of your day, come to a physical office, and see a specialist like me in person. Now, through HIMSS.com, you can get world-class sexual health care and a full range of treatment options for ED through a 100% online process. It starts with a free assessment from a medical provider licensed in your state who can determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. So don't wait. Join the hundreds of thousands of guys who've gotten help for their ED through HIMSS.
To start your free online visit and find ED treatment at up to 95% off brand name prices, go to HIMSS.com/joy. That's HIMSS.com/joy for your free online visit.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What's your perfect night? Is it curling up on the couch for a cozy, peaceful night in? Therapy can feel a bit like that. Your comfort place where you replenish your energy. With BetterHelp, get matched with a therapist based on your needs entirely online. It's convenient and suited to your schedule. Find comfort this season with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
Lowe's knows how to help you save time and money, no matter the job. That's why we can deliver supplies to your job site as soon as same day, so you have more time to get the job done. Because when you need it fast, we've got you covered. Lowe's knows pros. Valid on eligible in-stock orders and select zip codes placed by 2 p.m. for same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Subject to driver availability. Fees vary based on purchase. More terms apply. See Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery for details.
WEEI Studios, 93.7 WEEI FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station. Patriots Monday on WEEI is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, McFarlane Energy, Shaw's and Star Market, Town Fair Tire, your New England Kubota dealers, and Drains by James.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app.
And take Boston Sports Original
everywhere you go.
Has there been any conversations from the Crafts on, like, where they see you and this team moving forward?
I'm in constant communication with ownership. We have good conversations. We have hard conversations, but that's just part of our relationship. And again, like, their expectation is that we need to win football games, and that's what we have to do.
Obviously, the focus is on the Bills game Sunday, but there is overarching considerations such as the draft position. Mm-hmm. Is that something that you speak with ownership about, or is it something that's even in consideration going into game planning?
Look, I would keep all those conversations I have with ownership private. And again, like, they're all about winning football games, so that's my job, to get the guys out there ready to go.
KJ 50 in for Jones and Keefe here on Patriots Monday, WEEI. Happy holidays to you. 617-779-7937. That's Gerard Mayo from the Greg Hill Show this morning, talking about, or not talking about, what the game implication for the draft is on Sunday, as well as the conversations that he has and the closeness that he maintains with Thunder.
Ah, good old Thunder. Young Thundercat.
Yeah, Thundercat.
I gotta put a dollar in the donation jar every time I say that.
Every time you say it. Bob in Brimfield, thank you so much for calling KJ and Fitzy. You're on WEEI.
Yellow.
Yeah, go ahead, Bob. There's a delay that's naturally built in, so just go ahead. As soon as we call your name through your phone, just go right in.
Hello?
Yeah, Bob, hello? You're on the air.
Hey, I made it. Hey, so all this talk about, well, I heard Mayo, and he's kind of saying already he's not going to put the starters in, which is, I've never heard a coach say that this early in the week. And what do you think Vegas' take will be on this? You know, Vegas, the sport betting apps, all the way down to a football square at the bar room, the NFL is fueled by gambling. And this is just a bad look, I would think.
Oh, well, Bob, to answer your question, the Patriots are a 3-point dog right now at BetMGM. So that's pretty much telling you that the line hasn't really been set just yet, because they don't know who's going to be in there. Thanks so much for the call.
Yeah, I mean, the Patriots should be at least a 3-point dog to anyone, let alone Mitch Trubisky, Khalil Shakir, Ray Davis, and whoever else they decide to trot out on. I mean, who knows who the Bills are going to play on Sunday?
Well, one would argue, why would they be any different of a dog as they were the previous week, which was, what, 10? They were 10-point, 10.5-point dog. The other
Were 14.5-point dogs.
It was
on the 14.5. Buffalo.
So you would say, well, why are they, what has happened in 2 weeks that you're no longer a 14.5 dog and you're down to 3? Maybe they just know that the Bills are most likely going to rest starters. But if you're the Patriots, I don't think that's anything you have to answer out loud just yet.
Yeah, see, this sets up, I'm going to call this the prospect conundrum, the old tankola. Do the Bills really want to win on Sunday? They have nothing to play for. They gain absolutely nothing by winning Sunday. Nothing.
Yeah,
because they're locked into the 2. So they could say to themselves, like, go out there, have fun, play to win-ish if you want to. You can be win-adjacent. However, we don't want the Patriots to get better anytime soon because we hate that organization and want to see them burn in the fiery hells of the depths of the AFCs for as long as possible. Why would we go out there and beat them Sunday and help them get the first overall pick, which could easily turn into 4 picks for them? Hell no.
So here's what's crazy. Maybe the Bills say, could we potentially embarrass the Patriots organization beating them with our 2s as they attempt to still run out a bunch of 1s who are really just 2s? So, like, you might argue that who Buffalo puts out on the field may be very resemblant to what the Patriots have been putting out as their 1 for the entire season, minus the quarterback, right? It'd be very fascinating to see how this plays out. All right, Jake in Boston, thank you so much for calling KJ and Fitzy on WEEI. You're on the air.
Gentlemen, listen, Fitzy.
Hello, Jake. Hey.
I was going back in the archives 5 years. We've had some great arguments over the years, all of which I seem to be right about. How badly does Kraft need
the first? Okay, Jake, you don't work here. You're on the phone. Continue,
Jake. Fitzy, how badly does Kraft need bird flu to be the next COVID so he could take the jet flight over to China and masquerade the fact that he was the reason why Brady left? The real downfall wasn't the drafting. It's been ownership, guys. It's been ownership. And while I'll argue, and Fitzy, you know what I think the real moment was.
Is his real name Joke and not Jake?
Yes. No, I know, Jake. Go ahead.
Hey, KJ, you want to go back in the tapes? I should be hosting the show when you look at the tapes here, given how right I've been about the downfall of this dynasty.
Apply for the job. Do the kiosk.
So Julian Edelman was on a podcast, boys, if you guys want to talk some football. And he was with Martellus Bennett, and they were talking about week 2 of the 2019 season and that practice and the intensity level that was brought in that 1 week Antonio Brown was here, and it ended with both of them agreeing that that team wins the Super Bowl if Brown was on that team. Who cut Antonio Brown? It was the owner. It was the owner point blank, and that was when everything fell
apart. It was the league that said Antonio Brown was done playing football because of the domestic issue that he had, and he was suspended. But where Joke is right.
I believe Robert has domestic issues, right?
Hey, bro,
I believe
get some bass in your voice
right?
first.
Nothing is good has happened to this franchise since.
I wasn't expecting Jake to throttle up from zero to angry
joke.
That quickly today.
You mean
well.
Joke? No, but he is
He's
right.
He's a regular caller. He calls Six Rings post game show frequently on Sunday. Sometimes his message is salient. Sometimes
it's still Joke. And 8-0. What is a Val at this point, right? Look, it could be Jeek as well for all I care. Look, he's absolutely right. When Antonio Brown was here was the last time the Patriots were the Super Bowl favorites, according to Vegas, over Kansas City. After that, virtually every year, the Kansas City Chiefs, since Antonio Brown got kicked out of the league for the most part for that year, or got suspended by the NFL, the Chiefs have been the favorites. So the last time someone else was the favorites in the AFC, in the race when it was the Patriots, it was when Antonio Brown was here. So Jake is right about that part. But, I mean, my goodness, can we get his voice like in the key of A or something? That is like a high C.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Mickey.
You know, I the funny thing
I'm
is,
yeah.
KJ, I have I have a friend who still won't forgive the Patriots for cutting Antonio Brown. Like, he's a season ticket holder. He has since sold off a lot of his tickets. He goes, he follows him, he's frustrated. but like he's been very, that was like that. He thought that that was like a
the final straw for Brady's demand of at least give me somebody.
Yes,
because that was yes. That was the whole thing. Like when you got Jonnu Smith. I mean, not Jonnu Smith. When you brought in Mohamed Sanu for Brady, it was kind of like really. So we went to the box retail store to go find the engagement ring for the love of our life. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, but it's like if it's also in the basket with your bread and eggs and milk, and then there's a ring from a little counter case. Like, what effort are you really putting into it? So I totally understand that. I think it's just a case of the Crafts want control back of their team. They now have full control of the team. It may not look pretty to some. It may not look pretty to many. But that's what it is. What is it going to take to fix things? Probably a coach that can help get that culture correct, and a GM that can go and make deals. That's the only way that it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to be based on a big spend. So it's interesting we hear people say, oh, they need to go spend whatever it takes to get T. Higgins. Go spend it. But this is a franchise that has not historically gone and spent big for the things that you want.
No, and I think that's why people were surprised. But when that move was made, I think that was Belichick realizing, I'm probably losing this guy after this year. I just lost Gronk. I got to do something. So when, you know, as crazy as Antonio Brown may have been, running shirtless through the yard, grandma, I'm free, burning his feet with the treatments and the hot air balloon to practice.
Well, remember,
and
Gronk
everything.
Went through the emotional kind of breakdown situation. And then it's almost
that
like
bad injury
question.
Following Super Bowl 53, too.
Right, right. You remember he was actually given up for a sixth rounder. Technically, you're like, okay, you could have him for a sixth rounder. So it's you just saw the pieces coming apart. All good
Tampa
things
got
come
him
to
Tampa. He unretired and went to Tampa for a fourth rounder. And I right. think they used that on Dalton Keene. So that worked out.
Yeah, so, you know, all good things come to an end, and it isn't always pretty. I thought it was pretty tough for Belichick to sit through those interviews for the Dynasty while still an employee. That's got to be tough, right? So it's like, were those mandated that you got to be there? Or you remember Bill's like, you know, I've told you about that. Like, it's almost kind of like, gosh, the guy has to sit through that. So look, if that's how ownership operates its business, that's how they operate their business, and for all the great years, it covered all these things that have historically been there, right? Mm-hmm. Like whether it's Brady going over Belichick's head to keep his job, or whether it's or Belichick saying, no, I'm not going to give you $25 million for 2 years, when all he wanted was, can I have my money right now? Do I not have to do a big song and dance and wait for this type of structure or this be moved? Can I just get my basic money? And I think what makes the fan base really upset, I know we're up against the break, is for $25 million in two more years, this franchise could still have at least some feeling of solid footing than what it's been over the last 5 years since he's been gone. And now watching him on television as the game of the week every week, there's still yet another pain that's kind of associated with it. It's like, damn, Tom isn't even gone away. So every week, somehow I'm reminded how this guy got cheated. Like, think about it. They're paying him, what, $11 million more on television per year?
Yeah.
Than what he wanted here.
Good for you know what? And that's why I have less than 0.0% issue, no matter what you think of Tom Brady's broadcasting. Yeah. That's why I have no problem, even though the man had enough money to do whatever he wanted for the rest of his and all of his beautiful children's lives. Good for him. You know what? Someone wanted to throw that bag at him to hang out with KB and call games. Fine.
He goes and buys Brazil and then makes some adjustments, if you know what I mean. 617-779-7937. KJ and Fitzy in for Jones and Keefe. It's time to trend with Joe Braverman.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by Time Out Market Boston. The Patriots are back at practice today following Saturday's abysmal loss to the Chargers. They are beginning preparation for their final game of the year this Sunday against the Bills. Buffalo has already locked up the number 2 seed in the AFC thanks to a win yesterday over the Jets. Also, some good news yesterday from the Jets thanks to a Giants win over the Colts. The Pats currently own the top overall pick in the upcoming NFL draft. A loss to the Bills this Sunday would clinch that spot. Regardless of a win or a loss, they are locked into a top 5 selection. Also yesterday in the league, the Commanders rallied in overtime to beat the Falcons 30-24 and clinched their first playoff berth since 2020. The Vikings set up a winner gets the number one seed in the NFC with the Lions next week, thanks to a 27-25 win over Green Bay. And the Bucs put themselves in the driver's seat for the NFC South with a 48-14 win over the Carolina Panthers. Week 17 wraps up with the aforementioned Detroit Lions taking on the 49ers on Monday Night Football. You can listen to Westwood One's coverage of that game right here on 93.7 WEEI-FM beginning at 7:30. Celtics fell to the Pacers at home last night, 123-114, your final score. Indiana shot 53% from the field and outscored the Seas 66-48 in the paint. All five starters for Indy scored in double figures, led by Tyrese Halliburton with 31. Jaylen Brown also had 31 for Boston. The Seas will welcome the Toronto Raptors to TD Garden tomorrow afternoon at 3 p.m. The Bruins are also back in action tomorrow in D.C. against the Capitals at 7 o'clock. They sent back down Fabian Lysell to Providence after making his debut in the last game against Columbus. And bowl season college football continues with the Transperfect Music City Bowl from Nashville between Iowa and Missouri. The college football playoff resumes tomorrow with Penn State and Boise State in the Fiesta Bowl. Experience the essence of Boston's culinary and cultural scene at Time Out Market Boston, nestled in the Fenway. From live music sessions to food and beverage tastings and everything in between, Time Out Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. I'm Joe Braverman, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com.
WEEI. WEEI.
WEEI in Boston.
Legendary station.
New England. Sports original.
Amir Gibbs should get the bulk of the carries in the Lions offense with David Montgomery out, and the 49ers have given up over 100 yards to lead backs in four of the last 5 weeks. The BetQL model is on Gibbs to go over his rushing prop of 93.5 yards as their favorite player prop on Monday Night Football. Bet smarter and beat the books with BetQL and download the BetMGM app today.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Hey, it's Dan Andelman from the Phantom Gourmet. Most of you know what my show was all about, eating. We find the best restaurants in New England and we tell you all about them. So did I put my life and my show on hold to lose weight with Awaken 180? No. Here's how it went. 6 pounds down my first week, 25 pounds by the end of the first month, and in just over 2 months, I hit my goal, 50 pounds gone by the time I turned 50. And let me tell you, those results, they came while I was still tasting every food under the sun. Everything from ribeyes to sushi, I didn't skip a beat. And that's the beauty of Awaken 180. It fits into your life. I mean, my whole life revolves around food, and it still worked for me. And that's what sets Awaken 180 apart. I didn't want to take the meds. I already knew the gym wasn't the answer, so I let the experts do it for me, and my results are proof that it works. This new year, make it work for you and choose the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Men, it's the new year, and for many of us, it's a time of deciding to make positive changes in our lives. This is Dale for Northeast Men's Health, and if you're suffering with erectile dysfunction and are tired of the frustration and embarrassment ED causes, you should call Northeast Men's Health today, because there probably isn't a better resolution you can make than to be done with ED. You see, ED doesn't just affect you. It can also affect your partner, even if they don't talk about it. But here's some great news. If you're like most guys, the treatments at Northeast Men's Health will give you back your sex life, because our protocols have success rates that work in well over 90% of cases. Seriously, you might even find you're performing like you haven't in years. So make an appointment and get ED out of your life. Your initial visit is just $99 and includes blood work, a medical consult, and if medically advised, a test dose. And if that test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. Call 617-793-5000 or go to northeastmenshealth.com. We have 5 offices, Salem, New Hampshire, Dedham, Marlboro, Woburn, Farmington, Connecticut. Northeast Men's Health, a Promedic restorative health practice.
1-877 Cards for Kids, KARS Cards for Kids. 1-877 Cards for Kids, donate your card today.
1-877 Cards for Kids, KARS Cards for Kids. 1-877 Cards for Kids, donate your car today.
Donate your car today at carsforkids.org. That's cars with a K. Your car, running or not, can be picked up as soon as the next day. you'll get a maximum tax deduction and a vacation voucher.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. KARS, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Now accepting donations of land, homes, buildings, or any kind of real estate.
Where can you kick off the new year with big savings on gig speed? Only with Xfinity, now through January 16th. Get gig internet at home for $25 a month for 1 year when you add an unlimited mobile line, which connects you to gig speed Wi-Fi on the road. Act fast today and save more than $650 over AT&T and Verizon in your first year. Plus, hurry and take advantage, because right now you can also get a free 5G phone with trade-in. So save big and stay connected to what you love with fast gig speed internet and mobile. From home to hotspots, this new year, it's all about gig speeds and big savings. Don't wait and get gig speed internet. Spend less green and switch to Xfinity. Go to Xfinity.com/gig savings to learn more. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Equipment taxes and fees extra. $40 internet discount applied to mobile bill. After promo, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary. Savings compared to Verizon Fiber Gig Plus One Unlimited Welcome Line and AT&T Fiber Gig Plus One Unlimited Starter Line. Xfinity internet required. Reduced speeds after 30 gigabits of usage per line. Data thresholds and actual savings vary.
A lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment with more reliability and versatility built in, like Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Z-Series mowers that deliver a quality cut, and Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today.
In Connecticut, visit MB Tractor and Equipment in South Windsor, Ruitt Sibley Equipment in New Milford, and R&S Rentals and Sales in Torrington.
The holiday season is a busy time. Holiday season gatherings, taking care of kids, off from school, all this can leave little time for other things. So to help, Shaw's and Star Market offer free curbside pickup or get delivery. That's right. Just order ahead, and Shaw's and Star Market will have your groceries ready for you curbside, or they can deliver right to your door. These convenient curbside pickup and delivery services are available year-round for whenever you have little time. Try it during the busy holiday season. Shaw's and Star Market can save you time and money.
Tell your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
How bothersome is it to hear as a player, we don't want the team to win, after all the noise about like not winning games, to hear people actively say, we want the team to lose for a draft pick?
The one thing I have learned playing in this league for 8 years at a high level is when you don't play hard, you get hurt. So I don't know how can you say go out there and lose. We don't play for draft picks. I don't practice for draft picks. I go out there and prepare each and every week like I'm going to win a football game no matter who we play. So that's my answer to those questions. I'm sure.
Patriots Monday on WEEI, KJ and Fitzy in for Jones and Keefe. That was Devon Godchild from the 11 o'clock hour. If you missed the entire interview and sound effects, it's at the Odyssey app, AUDACY, type WEEI. It'll bring you right here, and then you can go back chapter by chapter. It would be, there you go. I always wondered, you know, when you hear those, you're like, is that a Pepsi or is that a Coke burp? Right, like, you know, because they offer two different types of burps. But he was just, what I've appreciated about Devon Godchild all this season, he's been very candid, and he was very candid in our conversation with him, as you just heard that excerpt.
Yeah, he was great. I enjoyed the interview with him. Now, he was obviously filling in for Gonzo, and we both agreed that this probably wasn't going to be the best Monday to have Gonzo on.
Well, you're also forgetting he left the game because of concussion. So
right. So there's probably the availability of, like, you know, are you in a dark enough room to do this interview? Like, we don't want to go through all that portion and everything like that. Who could be
of
there?
Of course. That being said, like, you know, I thought he was candid, and he's never been one to be afraid to speak his mind as well.
Yeah.
You know, we could have gone on with him as well, because I would love to know, just like the same way that I asked Hunter Henry at the beginning of his interview.
Yeah, that was a short-winded one.
It was like, do you have it in you, full well knowing you, like, he and Godcho both re-signed. They were both guys who got bumps before the season started.
Right.
Each of them, I think, got a 3-year deal. So do they have it in them, even if they're contractually obligated, do they have it in them to stick around for a rebuild? Because it can be a grind.
I think they would for Mayo. I think they would be willing to give it another go for Mayo. Gotcha
said before the season that he told him on his own video podcast, you know, we would all run through a brick wall for you. I wonder if they still feel brick wall running.
And Mike and Wen, you kind of hinted at that on Thursday when he was on the show, that, you know, they're all in this kind of together. And, you know, that's why when I hear there's these fracture reports and so forth, I'm thinking, like, you know, give us a source, or at least say I've talked to two players. Are they on the offense side or defense side? Tell me there is one offensive player and a defensive player who told me they are unhappy. But if you just tell me, hey, there are some people unhappy in the locker room, I mean, that could be the person who collects the towels. Right. And technically they're in the locker room. Right. So, like, I see one down face. Well, it's the guy who's collecting, but he's in the locker room. So, it's OK. It can be kayfabe a bit with some of this reporting that goes on. Look, they got stories. They got deadlines. They got clicks they got to get to. I get that. I'm just one that believes that sometimes in losing situations where, you know, that ownership has been a winner. So it's not like they've never been a winner, like the Jets haven't won since 69. So this is an organization that has consistently been some form of loser. So when you go to play for them, there's nobody in the building, including ownership, who's won anything. That's not the case when you come to the Patriots. You've won virtually almost everything. A lot of these guys who are in the league now probably have had or run into some type of coach who's used that Belichickian discipline and approach to coaching even in their younger years and would understand some of that culture that they're coming to. It's just a matter of they're the first ones where there's change. All right, let's go to David in the car. 617-779-7937. Happy holidays. You're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon. Happy holidays. So here's my thing that as to why Patriots fans are up raw. They're upset. I mean, I don't even want to use the words because I can't. The problem is you had a situation that Brady left and nothing was done to replace him. Nothing. The owner could have stepped in. He decided not to. He is the owner of the team.
But he had one time before.
I'm sorry?
He had one time before. Remember, he went against Belichick's wishes about Garoppolo. So do you go to the well twice against your management?
Of course you do. Of course you do. You're the owner. Not in our jobs. It doesn't
not
matter.
In any of the jobs. Yeah.
You do that. And the other thing is, then Belichick got ready to be departed, right? And there was nothing done. There was nothing in place. Okay, Gerard Mayo's in the works. I've known for 5 years. You've known what? You make a guy a head coach who has no experience, who was never an official defensive coordinator for at least a year or two, either with New England or elsewhere, so you had something to fall back on, and then you're spending all this money redoing the stadium, increasing prices every year, and you're not doing anything for the fans, the season holds and everything, and you're not prepared, and you're not going to be prepared. You've got a clean house. You got to get rid of all of the coaching staff. Get rid of all of them.
Thanks, David, for the call. Yeah, I remember the outrage. I remember the outrage when Joe Judge was hired as the Giants head coach. It was so loud and so just absolutely overwhelming that here's a guy who'd only been a special teams coach, had become a head coach. He had never been a coordinator. He had never called plays, but he became the head coach. I remember how they were rioting in the streets. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's exactly my point. It's when you're a bad team, sometimes you don't get the best coaches. And I guess getting into this bad team deal, obviously the Patriots with the number one pick right now, Tennessee is at a virtual tie with the Patriots, but because they beat the Patriots, they're number two. The Giants the Giants are three, Cleveland four.
You see that even back then, Mayo knew, like, you know what? Joe Braverman, I think we actually have Gerard Mayo speaking to this very topic. Coach Mayo, way back when you guys played Tennessee, did you not go for two at the end of regulation and take it to overtime because you knew there could be a first pick overall tiebreaker at the end of the year?
It's a good question. I just don't want to get into it now.
All right. Well, we'll see if we can get into it later on. Thank you, Coach.
Well, we might get into it once we get to the draft, because here's what's interesting. It's all about, if you're moving up to the first pick, you need a quarterback, right? If you're trying to get to one, you need a quarterback. So clearly the Patriots don't need a quarterback. Tennessee needs a quarterback. Giants need a quarterback. Cleveland is actually talking about how they're talking to the league, how they can restructure Deshaun Watson's contract because they need a quarterback. Jacksonville doesn't. The Jets do. Carolina doesn't. Vegas does. Chicago doesn't. So that's your top nine. New Orleans doesn't. They still have David Carr. So now you're like, okay, if you're the Patriots, who are you really going to talk to about getting what you want as your return haul for that first round pick? Because clearly you're going to swap picks, but what else do you get, right? So the Titans have some okay draft capital. They've got three fours, one from Seattle and then one from Kansas City. But you would say, okay, if Seattle misses the playoffs, that has a little value to it. But Kansas City, it, you might as well call it the top of the fifth round. So get rid of Titans. You're not going to call them, right? They don't have to move up from 2 to 1. If they can get who they want to get at 2, if the Patriots even stay at 1.
Right. If they're like, we're okay with either Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders if they're hell-bent on taking a QB.
Right. So you don't move down to 2. The Giants at 3 have low to no draft capital. They've got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, no 6, and a 7. What do we get on the phone with the Giants for? I don't care what they need. If they can't give you back what you want in a haul, what's the point?
Well, now I'm looking at Tankathon right now.
Yeah.
And I have spent way too much time on this website the last couple of years, which is okay. Also another embarrassing indictment of where we are in Pat's Nation. Cleveland has the tiebreaker over the Giants by a whisker as of right now. Now, that could change, but Cleveland at 3, Giants 4, Jacksonville 5. I just don't see any of these teams being able to put together the offer that unless Brady calls from 8 and says, guys, here's Max Crosby, a 2.
Let's not jump ahead too far. I mean, 1, 2, 3, 4, we can get there because that's the tease of getting to it. Cleveland, they've got 2 threes and 2 sixes. So eliminate the sixes. Okay, so maybe you get on the phone. They've got 2 threes and 2 sixes. So if they've got 2 threes, maybe Cleveland is one of those teams that you can get on the phone and say, give up one of those threes that you have plus that number 3 spot. Now you might be talking some juice. Okay, so let's save Cleveland as a potential team you get on the phone with moving down to 3 because you can get one of their threes. Mm-hmm. Or you talk to the Jags, okay, because the Jags have 2 threes and 2 fours, but they don't need a quarterback. Though probably what they've seen over the last 6 weeks, they probably forgot they actually had a quarterback. But if they've got 2 threes and 2 fours, you would find out, are they willing to get to the top spot for what it is that they want? Do they want, say, an Abdul Carter to go number 1? And if so, if that's the case, do you take one of their threes and one of their fours and their number 5 pick?
I don't think they're going to want. Would I like that haul? It's okay. I got to talk to somebody between 2 and 10, KJ.
Okay.
That is going to give me something between. Here's what I would be looking for if I'm the Patriots and lo, by the grace of Zod, come Sunday, a valiant tanking takes place at Gillette and they lose by a single point to Buffalo. Oh, what a great game played by Joe Milton. Oh, so close. Let's say they
I love how you bring out Moby Dick when we can go with the Cliff Notes. Get to it. Get to it, Fitzy.
So I'm looking for a haul between what the Bears got for that pick from Carolina and what San Francisco gave up to go and get Trey Lance. Like, I need at least 2 ones.
See, this is,
and I need 2 threes or 2. Like, I need a boat. I need a boat, if not a bag.
It's about what they're going to give up. So one of the things you have to presume they're going to give up is immediately their this year draft position in the first round. That has to be part of the deal. There's no way. Right. Okay. So thanks for eating all the lunch. The Jets, they're not even going to get on the phone with you. They have no draft capital. The Raiders at 8 have 2 threes. Maybe someone you get on the phone with. If they've got 2 threes and you move down to 8, but is that enough of a haul?
Imagine. Ring. Hello, Patriots. Hi, this is Tom Brady. Can I have Mr. Kraft? Oh,
yeah, click.
Click. No, Tom Brady doesn't call here anymore.
Click. So at 9, this is very interesting. This is why I say don't eat your lunch so fast, because you get to Chicago. Chicago has 2 twos. Do you potentially get on the phone with Chicago and say, we will take your number 9, give us one of your twos, and guess what? One of their twos is Carolina's 2. So Carolina's